Wild Bunch Podcast.
Time now to ask a doctor with Dr. Dollar.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients. That's not important right now.
On B1039.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to jump right into it. Another edition of Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar's a board-certified urologist right here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalized Lounge. He has a special interest in sexual health for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. Good morning, Doc. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Big Mama. Good morning to you, and it's a pleasure being on your show every Thursday, buddy.
All right. By the way, we're very excited to have Doc back on the show, and we'll make sure that you can hear everything that's going on. I noticed you didn't even get to hear the intro. He was waiting on us. All right, Doc. Well, welcome back. How are you dealing with everything? You still going strong?
Yeah, still going strong, still positive attitude, still seeing the silver lining in everything. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult for our kids. It's difficult for us from every aspect. It's really anxiety provoking, but we'll get through this.
So coping with that COVID-19 anxiety, when someone has, and a lot of people, so Doc, and I know this is a question a lot of people have, so maybe some people like myself, who I have a history of high anxiety and panic attacks. I don't currently have episodes, but back in the early 2000s, I was diagnosed, and sometimes I feel a little anxiety coming on. If somebody out there feels the anxiety coming on, is there such thing as a teleconference for some meds to kill to calm the anxiety? I don't know.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I know you had last week Lizzie Dosseret, and you're going to have her this week, I think, again. But there are meds, there are teleconference to do that. But again, there are certain ways that you can all, anxiety, a recent study showed that 60%, Big Mama, 60% of Americans are very anxious about what's going on. They're anxious about, financial issues. They're anxious about their health. They're anxious about family. They're anxious about what's going to happen, how things are going to pan out. So there are certain ways that you can limit that, that you can cut down, you curtail that. One thing is cut down the exposure, your media exposure. And what I'm talking about TV, Facebook, and I'm talking about listening more to Big Mama and the Wild Bunch, of course. Because we need that. That's entertainment.
I get what you're saying. But stop watching nonstop Fox News Network all night long and scrolling to different websites and clicking on everything on your social media. They call it doom scrolling.
Absolutely. Because you are going to find exactly what you're looking for. If you're looking for disaster, you are going to find disaster. That's how the internet is designed. It's designed to cater to exactly what you're looking for. If Big Mama is looking for, anything with coronavirus, you're going to find it. So because it will not show you anything else. It will show you exactly what you're searching for. And they know that you're looking for blood. And really, you should avoid that. You should listen to fun and entertainment show. Big Mama and the Wild Bunch, in the morning when I listen to you guys, it puts a laughter on my face when I drive to work. This is laughter is also, it's medicine. We know that.
What's funny is when Sarah and I are looking for something to watch, we'll watch a different movie. We try to watch it. I'm trying to watch more movies than I am TV shows because I don't want to get sucked into 19 hours where compared to like an hour and a half is cool. So we try to watch more movies than that. But we have to throw the comedies in there to keep the mood and the level of energy light in the room. I think because the room can get heavy.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when you're surfing, Facebook and you are looking at Facebook and it's all, people posting only bad things now. They used to post, their nice vacation, the nice meal. Now they're posting about bad things that are happening. And I'm not saying bad things are not happening, but you need to divert 100% of your attention from that and spend more quality time without Facebook, without Instagram. you know, doing stuff that will make you laugh. I mean, watch a stupid movie by Adam Sandler. We all think that, these are things that are going to put laughter. Being in the sun, extremely, extremely important. Sunshine, there's no better medicine than sunshine, Big Mama.
I love it. You're right. I love sunshine. I live for it.
So the sun will. I mean, we know that there is a therapy, light therapy, for people that are depressed. So sun, it will help a lot. Fresh air, some fresh air. Don't stay in your closed room and feel sorry for yourself. You live in Florida. Go for a little walk outside. Nothing wrong with going for a walk, Big Mama. Having nice meal. When I say nice meal, home cooked meal that you made it yourself. Having for dessert an apple. Having for dessert a peach. Having for dessert, an orange.
Well, why not the sugar? So why not the sugar? Tell everybody why, because I want them to know this. It's not because if you are having anxiety, and it's not about the weight or putting sugar or the we preach no sugar. Tell them why, if they're having anxiety, Doc, they should not eat something sugary.
Right. So not just for anxiety, also for the coronavirus, we should not, but specifically for anxiety, it's going to give you a quick high and then will drop you down very, very quickly.
Yes.
And it will make things much, much worse. It will be like a roller coaster. You're going to have a Kit Kat bar or a Snicker bar, and you're going to feel great, and then you're going to feel horrible about it because, that insulin high and low is not good for you.
And it's exactly why people who have depression find themselves gaining weight sometimes, because they'll sit back and they'll eat and they'll not for satisfaction. It's a short-lived satisfaction. It goes away. The depression comes back. They go right back to more eating, more eating, more eating. And you're substituting one disorder for another disorder. And I just wanted to tell people that. If you are having anxiety, back down from the sugar. Bud Man thinks I'm looking straight at him, Doc. Hey, Doc, when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. Could a vaccine be ready by fall? That's what the rumors are saying on the internet. Also, cats got the COVID. What should we do to protect our pets, if anything? And paper towels or hand dryers? Which is really better? I'm going to ask this question to Doc as we get into the Healthy Living segment. Plus, all your questions. Do you have a question for Dr. Dollar? 239-765-1039 is the phone number. Ask a doctor with Dr. Dollar. It continues next.
Time now to Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar.
Mrs. Griffin, I'm going to write Stewie a prescription for ADHD medication.
Doesn't that stuff make you wired?
With Big Mama and the Wild Bunch.
With your high energy, it actually calms you down and helps you focus. At least that's what I'm reading on WebMD. Wow, there are a lot of different kinds of medicines.
Welcome back. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, we are here back with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar is a board-certified urologist here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalized Lounge. He has a special interest in sexual health for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. Let's get him back on the line. Dollar, are you there?
Yes, sir. Right here.
There it is. Dr. Dollar live via Zoom here with us today as we are in the middle of Ask a Doctor. If you have a question, no need to get a teleconference or even go to an office. If you have a question you want to ask a doctor, you can ask our doctor right here. Southwest Florida's first and only Ask a Doctor segment. Let's go ahead and get it in right now. 239-765-1039. Two cats test positive for coronavirus. Officials recommend precautions for pets. Doc, what do you say about this?
Well, I'll tell you what we have been. First of all, let's talk about those two cats. Those two cats had exposure from their owners that they were COVID positive, COVID-19 positive. They're both from New York State. And they showed some symptoms of coronavirus. And they're both recovering very well. For those that are concerned about the cats, they are doing very, very well. So, we have two dogs, and I'll tell you what we have been doing. We are treating the dogs and any other animal in the house as if they were humans. That means they are not interacting with other dogs. They're not interacting with other people. Why is that? I at the beginning, when you and I were talking two, three months ago, we said that animals really don't get that. You remember when we mentioned that?
Yes.
And now they're showing up that some animals can get it. But if your dog is sniffing another dog and the other dog owner had COVID and he got it on his nose, he can transmit it to you. So assume that that dog is you know, a human being. You're going to treat him the same. So that's what we are doing. Social distancing also with your dog. So my dog don't come near any other dog 6 feet apart.
Keep your dog away from mine. All right, now? Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. All right, meow. All right, next story. Here we go, Doc. Vaccine may be ready for fall. Is this actually a potential? You know, everyone's talking about being a year. And then if it does come in fall, should you be more nervous of this?
Well, you know, I mean, again, Big Mama, scientists because are really working.
Because yeah. I heard about these tests now. We've got COVID tests that have not been approved by the FDA.
Correct.
That are coming back with false negatives and false positives.
Right. You're absolutely right. Anything we rush right now, we're going to get it wrong, number one. Number two, as you said, with the COVID test, as well as with the IgG, the antibody test, there are a lot of fake stuff in the market right now. So I would be very, very cautious. But again,
these are fake tests getting in the hands of medical professionals.
Yes, these are fake tests getting in the hands of medical professionals that are buying them, and they are not FDA approved. And there are only four companies that produce the antibody test, and they are FDA approved. Those tests are coming from China. They're coming from different places. I hope we learned our lesson about what happened, you know, in the last few months, to be very, very careful. But again, coming back to the vaccine, scientists are really working at unprecedented pace. They are really working from every direction, from every country. They are coming together to come up with a vaccine. I don't think that this fall we are going to have a vaccine. I know they're doing human trials already, but it takes time to confirm those.
Hey,
it takes time.
Doc,
when they do human
trials, I've been wondering this. Do they be like, all right, you got COVID, we got this experiment thing, or because it's a vaccine, you have to find somebody who does not have COVID, right?
Right. So in any medical trial, you have phases. The first phase is called phase one. In phase one, they take human beings that did not have the COVID. They're taking healthy human beings, and the only thing they're looking at is safety of the drug. They're looking for safety of the drug.
How much do you get paid to do that? Because that sounds crazy.
Not enough. Not enough.
Not enough. I agree. Not enough. Hey, that would have to be like, hey, we're going to make sure that you never have to work again. Okay, I'll be in. That's what it would take for me. I mean, for real, that would have to be like one of the full-blown lottery. So you're thinking it's going to be sometime next year when we do this, we get a vaccine.
I do. I think it's going to take at least a year before we are going to get. And don't forget, after phase one, you have phase two. And then you need manufacturing. Manufacturing, in order for this vaccine to work, everybody in the world needs to take it. That's a big, big, big manufacturing. That's very, very difficult. And it's not easy to manufacture vaccines.
So here's my question. I'd just like to hear what your opinion on this is. Is that, let's say they come up with the vaccine. They say, announce it. Trump comes on TV. I have the vaccine. It's great. It's going to be the greatest vaccine you've ever seen.
What was that? Just kidding.
I was waiting for you to do it, but you didn't do it. Do you think that they would make it mandatory that everybody has to have the vaccine?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to make it mandatory. I do think that most people are going to have the vaccine, the same as it's not mandatory to get the measles vaccine, but most people got the measles vaccine. But I think most people, the moment we have data that it's safe, most people are going to have the vaccine. Are we going to have some people that are not going to get the vaccine? Of course. But if majority of the people are going to have the vaccine, we're going to be just fine.
Doc, paper towels better at removing viruses than jet dryers, or jet dryers better than paper towels? This is a question now with us washing our hands more than ever. And let me just say, I don't even have to. I've taught myself new habits. I never lick my fingers before touching papers anymore. I used to make that a habit all the time to try to get traction. Now I never do that anymore. And I am washing my hands. If I pass a sink, I feel like I need to stop to just wash my hands. Paper towels or the air dryer. What do you say?
Very funny. So there was a recent study, and the study had a lot of flaws in it. It's a very small study. And that study showed that if you use paper towel, you're better off than using air jets. And the idea was like that. We're talking about coronavirus, not about just dirt. The idea is like that, that when you're using air jets, that air is throwing some of the stuff on you. And as a result of that, that coronavirus is going to be attached to your clothes and everywhere else. When and you're using it. Paper towels, you're wiping it down and throwing it in the trash. Again, we are not talking about dirt. I think air jets are just fine for when you're washing your hands with soap and water. But that's the key here. Soap and water. In that specific study, they did not wash with soap and water. They just washed it like we used to in the old days. You know, you see people in the airport just rinsing it with water and going for the air dryer. Now, soap and water, you know, 45 seconds, nice and clean, your air dryer or it's a wash, whether you're using jet dryer or paper towel. I still like the feeling of a paper towel because I feel like cleaner when I use that.
Doc, is it going to be socially acceptable now, like to say, "Hey, you don't leave this bathroom without washing your hands"?
You know, I think people are going to look at people in a weird way more than ever, and some people are going to say some comments. I think, you know, in the next month, you're going to go when you go to Publix, a supermarket, or wherever you go, Target or Walmart. If you don't wear a mask, people are going to stay away from you. Masks are going to be the new norm.
Oh, I got one being custom built for me. It's a Darth Vader mask. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, I hope you have one made for me too,
oh,
bro.
Oh man, it's going to be the whole face though. It's going to be a helmet. It's going to be a helmet with an N95 built into the voice piece. So, Doc, no matter what you do now, you find yourself, by the way, if you have a question for Dr. Dollar, 239-765-1039, you can more than welcome to call in and ask a question to the doctor if you have one. So more than ever, you find yourself, even if you get out and you exercise, or even if you're going to work, you find yourself being lethargic. You find yourself getting tired or more often than not, just because of the whole stay-at-home order and the lack of that social interaction. At least that's what I believe. I'm not a doctor. I did stay at Holiday Express once, but I'm not a doctor. What are ways to boost your – what are the best energy boosters out there? Is it just a cup of coffee? Is that my only option?
No, Big Mama. You know, you and I, we've been talking on this show for the last 2 years before coronavirus about what to do to boost your energy. Number one, sunlight. Nothing better than sunlight. Number two, sleep. Number three, good food. You know, an apple, vegetable, fruit, make your own food. Number four, laughter. Number five, coffee and tea. Coffee is delicious. I love coffee. I think that coffee is wonderful for you. Number six is receiving some good news or some happy news. When you, Big Mama, hear some good news, and you just told me in private some good news while we were waiting, and that made me happy, Big Mama. You boost
Boy,
my
look
energy.
At you. You're going to start the rumors. I can't talk about that at all. You say something about the you're going to start the rumors.
That's right. And you know what? You made me happy by saying that, because I said, wow, I love it. This is wonderful. This can go huge. This is going to be, it's going to be wonderful for all of us. What's going to happen to you? And one day, I hope you're going to share with everybody what you told me.
I can't wait. I love it. Look at Dr. Dollar. All right. I remember not robbing a bank with you. I'm just kidding, actually. I read an article how important it is to stay hydrated. Now, I have noticed that during my stay at home, and I think it's just because I've increased my alcohol consumption, a little bit, that I'm more dehydrated. I feel dehydrated. I feel like I need more water. How important is hydration if I am stagnant? I am home. I'm not doing a lot of running around. I'm kind of inactive.
Big Mama, extremely important. It was always important to stay hydrated and rehydrated, you know, before coronavirus. But now for coronavirus, it's extremely, extremely important. You know, when you are sick, it really wreaks havoc in your body. It really robs you of all the vital nutrients, but especially of the fluid. 70% of your body is made out of water. Staying hydrated and rehydrated is extremely important. Also, hydration regulates your core temperature, Big Mama. So I would recommend for you right now that you are not doing much and you're not as active as you used to be, at least 16 tall glasses. Tall. You know, I used to say, look at the color of the urine and everything else. Right now, I'm saying, you know what? Let's start with 16 tall glasses of water.
Wow.
You know, staying hydrated, Big Mama, also means healthy membranes. You know, we know, you know, coronavirus go from the upper respiratory to the lower respiratory. That moisture helps heal all the broken membrane that is associated with that infection that you have, you know, the sore throat. So we know that the viruses and bacteria, for that matter, they are attracted to things that are broken. You know, apple, unless there is a slit on it or unless it fell on the floor, does not rot. So if you have a cut in your throat, if you have the membrane that is broken, a cut in your skin, you have the capability of developing infection. Obviously, you need to have the, you know, the immune system and staying healthy and everything else. But at least don't, keep it hydrated. Same thing that you would do for your skin on your body. Moisturize it.
Doc, so before we take a break and we get ready for Lust Lines and we talk about the sexual health questions that everyone's having during COVID-19, I've been watching everybody, reading these articles, watching the news, seeing everyone talking about their experience of going through a positive COVID-19 and then a healing, the whole process. It's like loss of taste, loss of smell. What has, as a medical physician that knows, you know, has read all the articles on COVID more in depth than anyone else out there, Doc, what is the number one symptom you're going to feel? Because I feel like, you know, like, oh, I got a little earache. My ear hurts a little bit. Oh, is that the COVID? Oh, wait. Oh, I got a little scratchy throat. Am I getting the COVID? And my lips are a little chapped. Is that a sign? And I feel like I'm not alone out there when people are constantly questioning everything. What is, and I know everyone's symptoms are different, but in general, what is going to be the first thing you're going to feel?
Right. Great question. And there's no good answer for that.
Oh,
and
man.
I've been talking to several of my doctor's friends to see what they are saying. And each one of them, every day they diagnose people with COVID, I ask them, how did they present? And one lady, the doctor friend of mine, she told me, oh, they presented both with sinusitis. Another one said with cough. Another one with fever. So each one of them is a little different. But again, it's a combination of all of these, and it's the severity overall of how things are. Are you lethargic? Are you fatigued in addition to the cough, in addition to some fever? But again, some people don't have any fever with that. Only later on they develop the fever. So everybody reacts a little differently. But let's put everything in perspective. Overall, Big Mama, we are going to get through this. There's no question about it. If we put everything in perspective, and again, in the last month or so, you and I, we've been saying that when the numbers come out, it's not going to show, you know, initially we talked about 2.2 million people dead, and then 1 million dead, and then 200,000 people dead, and then 100,000, and now we're talking about 50,000 people. So overall, again, every person that dies, it breaks my heart. Every person that dies is a tragedy, but overall, you know, we are doing, as a nation, you are doing very, very well.
I've got questions coming in on the Absolute Law text line, and then I want to take some more calls, and I got some more questions that I want to talk with you about, and we'll jump into Lust Lines, and we'll talk more about your sexual health questions that you have during COVID-19. So hang on as we'll take these questions coming up right after the break. All right, Doc?
Yes, sir.
More with Dr. Dollar next.
Time now to Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar.
You ever notice your accent makes things sound worse than they actually are?
On B1039.
Keep thinking you're going to be torturing James Bond later.
Welcome back to another edition of Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar. He is a board-certified urologist here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalized Lounge, has a special interest in sexual health for both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. Doc, I know we're going to talk a little bit about sexual health, and that's on the agenda right now, but I also have questions coming out the Absolute Law text line. And I have a quick question as before we jump on to these questions. Can I ask real quick? You got, is that all right? Are you there?
Yeah, of course. All right, cool.
All right, so the question I have for you is this one. Could someone have got the coronavirus, the COVID-19? Could someone have got COVID-19, showed zero symptoms, self-quarantined for 14 days just because we've been on the stay-at-home order, or they just went through it. Now they have no symptoms because they are already healed from it and now carry the antibodies. Could have someone already gone through it all and never had any symptoms whatsoever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, 80% of the people, had the coronavirus. They didn't know they had the coronavirus, and they recovered from it. So that's very, very common. And you're going to see more and more when we are going to have this antibody testing up and running in the next couple of weeks. You're going to see a lot of people. And frankly, between you and I hope that Big Mama had it. Why? Because if Big Mama had it, you are going to get, it's not get out of the jail free card, but it's going to make you feel much more comfortable that you have your own immune system. Immunity against you have your own vaccine.
Could that in itself also be dangerous? Like you find out you don't. I'm just going to roll through life like it was back a year ago.
Well, I don't think life is going to be the same as it was a year ago for the foreseeing future. I think things are going to change from now on. I think it's going to take a long time for us to feel comfortable. Congregating. It's going to be a long time until you feel comfortable flying. It's going to be a while until you feel comfortable sitting in a church with 1,000 people around you. So things are going to change.
Off the Absolute Law text line, go ahead, bud man.
I read a while back when coronavirus was just starting, becoming huge, that we should be drinking warm and hot liquids frequently throughout the day to break down bacteria in our throats. Is that true? Should I be drinking ice cold water or room temperature water?
Or does it even?
Great question.
All right, go ahead.
Does it even matter?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I read the same article, in January. You should drink, in China, they had been drinking hot tea, and the hot tea kills the virus in your throat and it won't get into the system. Again, it sounds logical, but there's no scientific way to prove that right now. In the future, we're going to do some more testing and some more studying and everything else. So hydration is hydration. If you enjoy, a warm cup of coffee or a warm cup of tea, do that. Should you hydrate yourself routinely? Yes, you should. We just talked about that, how important it is for your membrane, how important it is for healing, and how much you don't want the membrane in your throat to be cracked and dry, that the coronavirus cannot settle there. But I think hydration overall is more important than the temperature of what you're drinking.
239-765-1039. I see we got another one coming in. Go ahead, bud man.
I have a question for Dr. Dollar. I've been having a sharp pain on the right side of my head. It comes out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden my whole body aches of pain, and it feels like pins and needles. And nothing helps it. Is there anything that I can do to stop this from happening?
I would definitely contact your primary care doctor, or if you have a neurologist, contact your neurologist and see, evaluate that. So what Big Mama, I want the audience to hear that. What we had seen in the last few months, people are so scared, myself including, of the hospital. So my buddy is a neurologist here in town, and he tells me people get a stroke at home and they are scared to go to the emergency room with a stroke because they are afraid to get coronavirus.
How do I look? I look all right? I look all right? Because if I look all right, I'm staying home. I ain't going.
That's right. And I don't blame them. It's the emergency room is a scary, scary place right now.
Because you got to go in solo.
Right.
If you
have to go solo, nobody's there, and you are scared of getting it over there.
Yeah. I mean, so you're saying if you get a stroke, you should still go? That you're saying, Doc?
No, you should definitely go. All you right. should definitely go. I mean, stroke is something you're going to live with for the rest of your life. They can save your life in the emergency room if you have a stroke. If you have a heart attack, you have a stroke, go to the emergency room. But again, the emergency room right now is not the place to go if you have some boo-boo. If you have a tiny boo-boo there, put the boo-boo bunny on and don't go to the emergency room.
So if I cut myself pretty deep, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. I can come up with different theories all day long. I was going to play the five-year-old. But, Doc, no. All right, if you have a question, 239-765-1039 is the phone number. Is that something new coming in right there?
Yeah, it looks like it.
All right, go ahead. Hey, Big Mama, for Dr. Dollar, if I were to think I have corona, is it safer to stay home and quarantine or go to the ER? What a great question.
Great question. So if you are asymptomatic, if you have no symptoms whatsoever, going to the emergency room is completely meaningless at this point. You go to the emergency room when you have symptoms. So if you think, you know, you contracted, you know, you were close to somebody that had the coronavirus and you may contracted it and you're not symptomatic, stay at home. If you have symptoms, you have fever, you have a sore throat, you have things. And again, with coronavirus, things can deteriorate very, very rapidly. Going to urgent care or going to the emergency room is appropriate. I would start, you know, with urgent care, with testing and get their advice there.
Man. All right. As we are, we got about five more minutes left in the segment here. 239-765-1039. Can COVID-19, jumping a little bit into the lust line segment part of it. I told you we were going to talk about the sexual health questions during COVID-19. Can COVID-19 be transmitted through sexual intercourse?
Oh, that's a great, great question. I get that from my buddies all the time. So it's a very good question that we didn't investigate it thoroughly. I'll tell you what we know. We know that you don't find COVID-19 in penile or with any fluid, any vaginal or fluid or seminal fluid. But we do know that you find COVID-19 in fecal matter. So, you know, vaginal.
I get it. We get it.
You want me to?
We don't need to go. We get it.
Paint the whole picture.
We get it. We get what you're trying to lay down right there. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. So what about new people? What if you're online? You meet somebody new, Doc. You know, you're online. You've been talking.
Again, great question that I hear again from my friends all the time. So. Sex with somebody that you know in your own household is extremely safe and, frankly, extremely important at this time. We talked in the last 2 years about how important sex is. Sex is extremely important. But with new people, this is not the time to engage with sexual activity with people that you don't live with. It's dangerous.
What are you supposed to do if you're single, Doc? I mean, you're single. You just moved here from Dallas. You're trying to get married by February 22nd, 2022. You're in a one-bedroom apartment, and you don't have a local boyfriend yet. What do you do, Doc?
Buddy, you have Zoom. Like you and I, we're doing Zoom right now, or you have FaceTime, or you have WhatsApp, and you have apps, and you talk. And you have, you know, you can have sex over Zoom. You can have sex over talking. I mean, long-distance relationship has been around for a long time. And this is nothing new. And you can survive with that kind of sexual behavior over Zoom, over FaceTime, over any app that you want to do in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
You know,
I really see that the light at the end of this tunnel, but
I hope you do, because I just had to go to the grocery store because it was Finn's birthday and I had to pick up some batteries for some of the stuff in his new toys. And one of the things I needed was C batteries, and they were cleaned out of every store I went. I couldn't figure out why. Love it. More off the Absolute Law text line. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, Dr. Zoller. I've been extremely fatigued for quite some time. Weight gain. I have no energy for anything. I recently had a sleep study and diagnosed with OSA. Once I receive the equipment, should this help with my energy and weight?
It should. It will increase. So what happens with patients with sleep apnea? Their testosterone level is also extremely low. These people overall are a little bit overweight, and as this guy is describing, is overweight, is fatigued. Your testosterone, sir, is low. You need to come to my office, call my office, let's do Zoom, let's get some lab work on you, let's put you back on track. Testosterone replacement therapy is the way to fix things for you. Well, so when you have fatigue, when you're tired, when you don't have energy, when you don't have you cannot focus and concentrate, when your brain is a little foggy, when you cannot lose weight, these are all signs and symptoms of low testosterone. Easy to fix, very, very cheap, and a life changer.
What about going to the lab, Doc? A lot of people are worried about going to the lab. You know, you go right. Get your lab work, you got to go over to Quest. I feel like it's like, you know, right. Going to the lab right now, I feel like it's almost as dangerous to go to the emergency room. Am I wrong?
Yes, you are. Because if you go to Quest, I would make an appointment at Quest. I make an appointment everywhere I go. So you go to Quest, you make an appointment, you don't wait at all. There are very few people there. By appointment only, you should go. You should definitely don't go right now to the Lee Memorial or NCH lab. I wouldn't sit in that lobby. But if you go to Quest, wear a mask, get your lab work, but make an appointment. It's easy. They have a great app. You go to the Quest app or you call them, and you make an appointment for the time, and it's in and out.
Referring back to the person with the sleep disorder, they're texting back saying she's a female, the one with diagnosed with OSA.
Sure. So again, male and female. So low testosterone is true for both men and women. It's not just for men. It's not just a disease for men. It's true that men need more testosterone than women. But again, come to our office, see Dr. Mel, see what she can help you. But overall, the CPAP machine is going to help you tremendously. No question about it.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show once again, Doc. It's always a pleasure. We're going to jump over into the man panel line here in about 10 minutes. So once again, get a hold of Dr. Dolling when he is here over there at Gulfstream Urology at 239-277-5770 or at teamdollar.com. You can experience that dollar difference. And go and have a one-on-one with this man. I mean, I'm telling you right now, this is your moment. His patient load is a little bit lower, so I think if you want to meet Dr. Dollar, this is your moment right now to take advantage of this guy. Doc, thanks again for being on the show, and we'll see you during the man panel, all right?
It's my pleasure, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.